Hello and welcome to the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. All right, so today, I'm not even 100% sure how to really get into this topic, but nonetheless, I think it is an important one to get into. And I want you to remember something. Everything in this world is perception. And it is important to discern the information that you take in. And to be able to really discern something, sometimes it takes being still, going within, and really asking yourself questions, right, about any topic in particular. The answers will come to you. Maybe not right away, but in time it will come to you. So, with that being said, I want to talk about some of the more unpleasant things we experience in this life. Not everybody, but many of us, specifically abuse. And that can be emotional abuse, it can be physical abuse, and it can be sexual abuse. So if this is a topic that you feel it might trigger you, then, you know, please go ahead and turn off the podcast now or the video, whatever platform you are listening to it on. And I'm going to get into some things that may be unbelievable to some of you guys, right? It really depends on where you are in your spiritual journey, in the awakening process. So, abuse. And I've seen this question in the manifesting community. I used to watch a lot of videos on manifesting when I was still searching for answers. And one of the question, or one of the topics that I've seen when it comes to manifesting, and everyone is you pushed out, well, what about abuse? How do we, if everyone is us pushed out, and we are the creators of a reality, how or why do we create abuse? Now, I don't have all of the answers on this topic. No one really does, right? We're all kind of going through our own experiences. But what I have come to realize in with my own personal experiences is, first of all, being able to observe the experiences, being at a point now where I can observe and I can look back at the experiences now that I'm no longer like deep in the trenches of it. Things make more sense to me, all right? Forgiveness is key. Being able to remove the blame is key. I was able to do that at a certain point in my life. And I'm not going to go too far into detail about those abuses, at least not now. They're in my book, which I think I'm finally, if I'm able to do this podcast now, and be able to put this video on YouTube, I think, okay, I'm probably at the stage where I can finish this book without like knowing that, okay, just because I'm sharing the experience doesn't mean it's going to be recreated, because I'm consciously aware how manifestation works and I'm really in that state of observation. So, all of that being said, when it comes to creation, when it comes to manifestation, when it comes to things like abuse and the things that we experience that we don't want to experience, right? That we don't consciously create. Some of that, based on my experiences in meditation with past life regression. Now, I did not go to a therapist and I did not do any type of hypnosis for past life regression. anything like that, not even on YouTube. I went into meditation, and I've done it more than once, gone into meditation, and communed basically with myself, and have been taken through past life regression. And in a couple of those past life regressions, in one, I was a prostitute giving birth to a child. There was a man there with me who loved me, knowing that I was a prostitute. The child was his. And as I was having the through this birthing experience, in that moment, there was this knowing that I would love this child forever, and this child would love me. And that actually, there's some correlation between that particular experience and my wanting to have children in my 20s. And that's a whole other story. But so I had this experience in a past life. I don't even remember if I knew the time period, but it was, I don't know if it was even medieval times, but it was an old tavern. It was probably medieval times based on, or somewhere around the era, just based on the attire and how old the tavern and stuff looked, and people were, you know, drinking out of those big mugs and stuff. So that was one experience. In another experience, I was a child, and my mother sold me. She sold me to some men because she needed money to survive. It was survival. And these men abused me. And they not only abused me, but they abused my mother. So it was basically like slavery, like sex slavery, you know, as a child. So the reason I bring those two things out is because there's something called karmic debt, basically. And as we go through these, as we've been through these different lifetimes, as we've experienced them, we experience them for the sole purpose of the experience, so that we learn, like we're in this process of learning and awakening. And yes, sometimes we go through these horrible things, but they are experiences that we go through for the process of awakening. And we live many lifetimes, right? And death isn't truly death. Eventually, we get off of this wheel of recurrence and ascend. Our soul ascends, and we live in eternity. Now, if you're still with me, I understand this can be pretty tough to grasp, right? If you haven't had these experiences, if you don't realize that life is really basically a dream, and there's way more to this than life than we even realize when we're going through these experiences and in this profound state of sleep. So we live many lifetimes. For me, I don't know. I mean, I can recall seven past lifetimes. I don't have the years for each of them. I haven't been shown complete full details on all of them, like from the time of birth until the time of death in that particular lifetime. So I don't know exactly how many years, like linear years, that would be. I can't give you those answers. I can only share with you what I've been shown and how some of those experiences really filtered over into this lifetime and my memories of this lifetime as a child and into adulthood. So karmic debt. In this process of awakening, from lifetime to lifetime, there's karmic debt that we carry with us that we haven't cleared. Now, trying to think back, my guess is, I don't know, you know, I'd have to kind of look back at history, medieval times versus where. I was the lifetime of being the prostitute came before the lifetime of being that child who was sold by my mother to these men. I'm visualizing in my mind's eye right now, like the scenery of it. So the scenery I have of being that child, I was on a train, which trains weren't invented in medieval times. So I was a prostitute first, selling my body and for money or what have you back then. My guess is it was for money back then, even in medieval times. Selling my body in that lifetime. Carrying that karma over into the next lifetime, the next incarnation where I was a child who was sold to these men. Okay, are you seeing the correlation? Sold to these men and being abused sexually by these men. Okay, now, I've been shown a couple of their lifetimes that came after, I believe, that one as a child. I'm not 100% sure yet, so I'm not going to make anything up. But in this lifetime, as a child, from a small child, a young child. I don't know how old I was, my remembrance of the first experience. I was a young child. And I was able to walk. Again, I don't know how old I was. I don't think I was quite a toddler. I think I was actually a little bit older. Adolescence, maybe? I don't recall. So after that initial experience, which I don't recall all of the details of that, the next remembrance, this was not a past lifetime. This is a current lifetime. As a child, I was in elementary school. And I was in elementary school. The next time it happened, I was in middle school. And then middle school through high school. Okay. Let's see. So, yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4 different individuals. All right. My understanding now, because I often wondered, I'm like, how did I manifest that as a child? Like, nobody would consciously manifest abuse of any kind, right? Domestic abuse, physical abuse, sexual abuse. Nobody would consciously manifest that. Who wants to experience stuff like that, right? Like, yeah. So, when I found out about manifesting, I didn't think too deeply into it, but I was like, yeah, how was that manifested? Kind of like just, kind of a passing thought, only because I had already worked through all of that. The forgiveness, the not blaming, etc., and just really just kind of let it go, honestly, you know. But now I understand karmic debt. and how the things that we experience, right, if we don't integrate, if we don't observe and learn from those things and integrate them in a particular lifetime, they're carried over into the next lifetime, all right? This is why it's so important to remove blame from ourselves and from others. It's carried from one lifetime into the next. And when we observe the experience, when we forgive, when we remove blame, and we see it for what it is, as an experience, a learning experience on this journey of awakening, right? For that purpose of assisting us on our spiritual journey. I know that some of the things that we experience are absolutely horrendous, but look at the things that we go through internally to get past those things, and we grow. We learn and we grow as an individual, right? All leading us towards our higher purpose, getting in tune with our higher self. Okay, in this lifetime, I was able to look at that experience, eventually observe it. I probably did so in my 30s, maybe early 40s, 30s, probably in my actually in my 30s. It was the anxiety and the depression that I wasn't able to really observe and integrate until I was into my late 40s. The abuse, I think in my 30s, maybe early 40s, late 30s, early 40s. I don't know. Time for me, so as far as linear time goes, there are something, a lot of things now from like the growing up and stuff that doesn't really seem linear now because I understand dimensionality and time in a different way. But in this lifetime, I was able to observe that the experiences of abuse and integrate them and no longer react to them. They just don't bother me anymore. They don't. And I know for some people that's difficult. Some people are still dealing with that stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's like, that would probably ask, how can I just observe this? Well, you may not be able to right now, but you're going to get to a point where you will be able to. And you'll be able to observe it, and you'll be able to integrate it, and you'll be able to move on from it. So I'm not negating anyone who is currently going through those experiences. I just want to let you know that eventually you will get through it. If you are able to get to a point where you can go within, like internally, and be able to process things without blame and forgiveness, then it moves the process along. And I guess I just want you to know that you did not create the experience in this lifetime. Now, how was this stuff created in a previous lifetime for you? Even for me, I don't know. I haven't seen all of that, so I don't know. And if I can't answer it for me, I certainly can't answer it for you. But the whole point of this is to let you guys know that please don't blame yourself. Please don't blame yourself. And know that you did not consciously manifest these horrible experiences in your life right now. Now, there are things that we do manifest, right? Experiences that we do manifest. But oftentimes we forget those manifestations. But there are certain things that we carry with us from past incarnations into future incarnations, right? So there are some things that you may be experiencing that are part of that karmic debt that The lesson is to be able to observe it and to integrate it and to let it go, no longer react to it, and just know that, okay, this is just part of the experience and I can move on from this and no longer see those repeated patterns. And this goes with every unwanted experience, right? We observe it, we integrate it, we move on from it, it takes us off the wheel, a recurrence of that pattern, all right? And then we expand, and we rise to higher states of consciousness. It's a continual process. Now, for me, I'm an old soul, and I've been through many past incarnations. I know I'm an old soul. I've always known it since I was a child. I have felt it. It's just now I have an understanding of it. So, I was telling somebody this the other day, I have a feeling this is really the end of the wheel for me, right? So after this lifetime, I don't believe I will incarnate into another lifetime. I believe that I will, my soul will ascend and live on in eternity. That is just what I believe. I have this innate knowing. And I'm not the only old soul, right? Some of you may resonate with that. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys today. Again, my purpose is not to trigger anyone and to not negate anyone's feelings. Again, I've been through it when I was in the throes of abuse and anxiety and depression. There were many times I didn't know how to get out of it. I didn't think it was possible to get out of it. While at times I had glimpses of knowing there was more and that there was a purpose to everything. So just know that you're not alone, all right? There's a higher purpose at play, and you are deeply, deeply, deeply loved, all right? And you are far greater than you may believe that you are at this point in time. And before I get too emotional, because I'm starting to get emotional, I'm gonna end this podcast. Yeah, there's this deep, just unconditional love that comes out, knowing what I know now, for anybody who may be going through this. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and I will see you guys in the next episode. All right, bye now.